news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's been almost a week since the Champlain Towers condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed. 12 people have been confirmed dead, 149 are still unaccounted for, and lawsuits are starting. Another has been filed against the condominium association on behalf of a group of residents claiming that they failed to maintain the building in a safe condition. In fact, the president of the homeowners association last week warned residents that structural damage to the tower's base was accelerating and that the problems would begin to multiply exponentially without expensive repairs. The assessment on the 40-year-old building was more than $15 million. The association president writing that the concrete support system under the building was cracking, which means, quote, the rebar holding it together is rusting and deteriorating beneath the surface. On Wednesday morning came the sad news that the 12th person found dead in the rubble of the building is the mother of the police chief of neighboring North Bay Village. With the 4th of July just days away, it's apparent that the U.S. will miss that White House target to get 70% of the American adult population at least partially vaccinated. 16 states have reached the goal. 4 states have recorded less than half of adults with at least one dose. About 847,000 vaccine doses are being administered each day. Meanwhile, the Delta variant now accounts for 26% of coronavirus cases around the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci now warning there could soon be, quote, two Americas, one where most people are vaccinated and another where low vaccination rates could lead to more spikes in cases. Well, the Senate is already out for their 4th of July recess. The House still in D.C. working, but apparently hitting lots of obstruction. Case in point, the policing law overhaul appears to be in jeopardy as lawmakers and law enforcement groups remain divided on the main sticking point of qualified immunity. Those are protections given to police officers in civil cases. And some law enforcement groups have come out and said they'd be resistant to any major changes. After missing 2 deadlines already, congressional lawmakers say they need to make a decision by August as to whether they can agree on a bill or drop the prospect entirely. The House on Tuesday passed a bill to remove Confederate statues from the Capitol. The legislation also calls for relocating a bust of the Supreme Court Chief Justice who wrote the 1857 Dred Scott decision that denied enslaved people the right to become citizens. Every Democrat and 67 Republicans supported the measure in the 285-120 vote. Now, to pass in the Senate, the bill needs the support of every Democrat plus 10 Republicans because they abuse the filibuster. States pick the statues to display in the Capitol, but this bill would make them replace statues honoring people who fought or served in governments that rebelled against the United States. Fox Not News has agreed to pay $1 million, the highest fine in the history of New York City's Commission on Human Rights, for repeated violations of its employees' rights. All this the result of an investigation it had initiated on its own into a series of, quote, high-profile reports alleging a culture of pervasive sexual harassment and retaliation at the network. So this settlement represents the first of its kind against a major so-called news network by a civil rights enforcement agency in the country. The Daily Beast noting that the network has, quote, effectively admitted to ongoing misconduct that includes sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation against victimized employees. In addition to the fines, Fox has reportedly agreed to make changes to its practices, perhaps most importantly, including no more mandatory confidential arbitration for complaints. Well, if you're waiting on more results from New York City's mayoral primary, you're going to be waiting a little longer. New York's Board of Elections stepped in it big time. On Monday night, they released updated numbers from the newly retabulated ballots in their first race using ranked choice voting. It showed a big swing in the standings. But shortly after, the new numbers were taken down, and the Board of Elections issued a statement explaining that they screwed up royally. Basically, they counted 135,000 test ballots together with the real ballots, causing this huge discrepancy. They say they've now removed all of the test ballots and will regenerate and retabulate the votes.
Oy.
So on Wednesday, the House of Representatives will vote on the creation of the January 6th Select Committee. Republicans have vowed to oppose the committee, and Speaker Pelosi has invited representatives of the D.C. Metro Police Department and the U.S. Capitol Police to sit in the House gallery and watch as the vote unfolds. That should be interesting. More than 230 deaths have now been reported in British Columbia since Friday amid the historic heat wave gripping the Pacific Northwest. That's a huge increase over a typical four-day period. Authorities are now working to figure out how many of those deaths are heat-related. In the U.S. Northwest, at least 60 deaths have been reported. Emergency room visits are also up. In Washington state, at least 676 people visited emergency rooms for heat-related symptoms between Friday and Sunday, and that was before the heat hit its peak. A major concern at this time is how unprepared people in the region are for extreme heat. Seattle and Portland rank first and third, respectively, among cities in the U.S. with the highest proportion of households without air conditioning. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.